Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Today, what we're seeing is, you know, of course, they're having a billion-dollar evaluation. Now, we talked about in a high-level conversation, a billion-dollar evaluation just means somebody with a lot of money said you're worth something. You understand me? But you need that. You need friends in high places, and they got them all over at this point in time. We see the courtier, you know, buy into, pour in, leverage your money, your power, your time, influence, you understand me, and everything to increase their branding. right? And so the Bored Ape Yacht Club, of course, they dropped their ApeCoin, which is currently trending around $14 to $15 right now, right? Today, they dropped their merch, and then their merch was a way to get more people to buy into it. But of course, there were some issues with, you know, Coinbase that they was having with that coin. But the point of it was that people were willing to buy that ApeCoin to get to their merch. So they're creating use case for utility. You understand me? And not only did they do that, they set up partnerships with different buildings in Miami to where people can pay their rent with it. You understand me? They really want to prove a lot of use case and utility with it. So therefore, and not only that, there were so many people that was able to buy into their fund, apes. So they're going to be creating a lot of wealth transfer of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, some people say, you know, up to $1 billion with the amount of money that they allow people to buy into their project. You understand me? And at the beginning of this thing, I told you I didn't care about no artwork. I don't care about no market. It's about what the technology allows you to do. And they've been able to utilize and create a creative business model that allowed them to be able to make billions of dollars. You understand me? Or the circulation of $1 billion in the future project. Because every time I help somebody create an NFT project, I'm helping you establish a brand, create a business, build a community, utilize a technology. It's not about, you understand me, are we collecting pictures of art? That's only one aspect of how the technology can be used. The same way one aspect of, you know, Instagram is you can post a picture of yourself, right? But there's other different use cases and utilities. And what I want us to really pay attention to is the way brands are being built and how we communicating what is value. Because when we talk about the future of money, we're seeing it built out right now. And the cement is still wet, where it's not 100% concrete what will be successful, who gets to influence this space 100%. But there are a lot of leaders deciding to take their place, and everybody is ushering to be first. You understand me? And the future of money is interesting. I said this on the Breakfast Club about, you know, Sweden, right, made an announcement that by 2030, they're going to be the first place to get rid of physical cash. You understand me? And they were also the first to have physical, you know, cash backed by the bank. You understand me? And then you go over, of course, and you go look at China, and China was the first to create, you know, Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan's grandson, he created the first money that wasn't backed by nothing but the fear of death, that you have to use this. But at some point in time, that didn't work for him as well, because they were printing way too much money. You understand me? And then that's why that fell as well. And when you go over to China right now, today, you don't need any physical dollars. You can utilize your phone. You can utilize the platforms of WePay or whatever else you want to, and you can be completely digital today. So the digital reality and the digital economy is completely growing right now in front of our eyes, and there's landscapes and there's shift that's happening. When we look at what's happening with Ukraine, I was talking to Rashad and Troy earlier, you understand me, in Russia, and how they're utilizing this technology in their war is setting the precedent, right? Bitcoin was always going to be involved in the war of currencies. So by investing in Bitcoin, you are investing into a currency war, right? So your money will be involved in that up and down space as things are being built out because of that currency war. You understand me? And the technology of looking at Bitcoin now is not that it being a currency, but it's being a storehouse of value, it being an asset that you just hold. You understand me? And the way I'm trying to get people to understand this new reality that we ushering in is understanding what can be considered money, what can be leveraged as money. You understand me? And the new forms of money, because the industry is being ripped apart from the fabric and the seams. You understand me? There's fractionalization of NFTs. You have DeFi protocol. Staking is probably going to be one of the biggest thing that's increasingly popular more than ever. These DeFi protocols is something that more people should get into. Whether you study and what's going on with Acre and putting your money into that and getting 19.5% return. Some giving you 35% return to lock your money up. But that's so dangerous because that's the greatest competition to the banks, where you want to put your money at. And we're going into an economy where nobody is going to want to have money that's sitting anymore. You understand me? So there's a competition of money. There's a competition of banking that's happening. And the beauty of these spaces fighting right now, you understand me, is that, and of course, this is before, you know, all regulation is set in, because they are studying the future of money before they start to regulate so that they can see where they can benefit the best in this space and they can have control and power. Right. But if you are not, if you have a bank account and you don't understand staking and yield farming, that's an issue. That's a liability. But you understand me?
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. God, no keys can go.
Y'all told me to get started.
The leather has come off.
That's one layer of the matrix.
Yeah. Shout out to, first of all, shout out to you too. 7,300 people. Hit the like button.
Let's get into it.
I was reading the comments. I was amused by some of them. Nino Brown before the trial was my favorite.
Before the trial.
Very dangerous. That's
very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous, man.
Very dangerous. So let me ask you this. Let's bring it back home. NFTs. This is perfect timing because a lot of people still don't understand NFTs. They don't understand like the use case for NFTs. They think it's just like some weird art on the internet. So this is a perfect situation that we just came upon. So
yeah.
You brought courtside tickets yesterday to Kyrie's home game, his first home game of the season, the Nets versus the Pelicans. And I was supposed to go with you.
Hornets.
The Hornets. Yeah. I was supposed to go with you. And I couldn't make it because my son had a basketball tournament in Pennsylvania. So I was out of town. So I told you like last minute, like, bro, I can't make it. And it was like, all right, you know, figuring out who we could give the ticket to, we could sell a ticket. And then I kind of had the idea, but you actually said it. And you was like, well, actually, let's make an NFT out of it. Mm-hmm. And literally the game was at 7:30. We had this conversation like 4:00. And I'm like, you don't think that this is too short time? He's like, nah, make a post. He made a post. He posted it on his page. I posted it on Earn Your Leisure's page. He made the NFT. And within a half an hour, it was sold.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, because that's a real use case that actually happened in real life within 30 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect use case. And it goes into how that whole entire ticket space is going to be disrupted. You understand me? Because I could have chose to put it on a platform and sell it. Right. Instead, I was able to upload it on my phone, on my own smart contract that I own. You understand me? That's part of the Crown Society. And what happened was I utilized Rarible, first of all. So I got the ticket. The ticket is going to give you a barcode to where you get access to the Crown Club. The Crown Club is beautiful once you get down there. Now, listen, I'm not sitting no other seat with courtside from now on. You understand me? I got to get almost hit by the ball. You know what I'm talking about? I got to feel like I'm in the game. But anyway, once you hit me, I had to think of it, because like I tell people, the greatest thing right now is your creativity, because all of the tools are out there. It's about how you use it, right? So when you think about NFTs and blockchain and all these things, think about how could this be used? That's it. Don't even think so much about what is this technology. Don't get caught up in that. Think about how this can be used. So I say, I got the ticket. Rashad can't pull up. So let's go ahead and make it an NFT. Therefore, I can verify who owns this. Now, I had two options. If I had a lot of time, I could have did a buy or a bid. A buy essentially saying that whoever buys it first owns it, and then they can sell it to whoever secondary. A bid is saying that in a certain amount of time frame, then people get the bid, and whoever wins out in this time frame, then they now own it. So now I'm going courtside to a game. That's an experience. The tickets are already expensive. So I say, wait a minute, we can utilize the platform to push this out to a mass amount of people. Whoever wants that experience to come into the game with 19 keys and replace of Rashad, then they can buy this NFT. And at any other point in time, I can decide that whoever owns this NFT can get additional value just for owning it. So young brother, his name was Web Surfer. You understand me, on the internet, but his real name was Jeffrey. You understand me? Jeffrey seen that post. He said he happened to be down the street from the stadium in Brooklyn. You understand me? He told me that he fired his job. He wrote a book. He a part of the Infinite Wealth Strategies. You understand me? He had a whole testimony. It was a beautiful moment. He bought it. And at first, I couldn't find who it was, right? I called you. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to be holding a bag. And they trying to get a refund with that Ethereum. You understand me? So I said, we got to figure out who this is. So then we post sold out, right? Because it sold out in like maybe 20 minutes. You understand me? You talking about the game about to start in 30. So then I got the bright idea. I say, wait a minute. Everything is transparent on the blockchain. When somebody buys it, I see the transaction. Everybody sees the record of the transaction, right? So therefore, I got his wallet address because I see that he was the one who bought it. And I made a second NFT. The second NFT was of the ticket. The first NFT was a picture of, you know, the Crown's Keys NFT. And so he bought that first one. I seen who bought it. And then I made a second NFT and I sent it to his wallet. The second NFT was the actual ticket with the barcode on it.
Mm.
You understand me? So therefore, when he got it in his wallet, he can go to the door, scan it, then he gets access. Now, he told me it's crazy because he must have told a friend that he bought it and he didn't know I sent this to him. But because everything is transparent, his friend seen that it was in his wallet. You understand me? So his friend told him, like, yo, here go the ticket in your wallet. So then he pulled up, grabbed the ticket, came to the game, and the young brother had an experience of a lifetime.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
backdrop.
Backdrop. A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.